Yo, what up, what up, what up, what
Love
up, what
Talk
it is?
Radio.
I'm in
Yo,
the building.
Yo, this is your boy Black and Kitty on radio. We're now tuning to my girl, Ebony B. Ebony B.
Ebony B.
On Diva Spot. Call in live now at 347-850-1521. And don't forget to check her out online at www.divaspotradio.com.
What it is, y'all. It's Space Age J Day. Ha-ha, we in the building. It's the kid. I am your host. I'm beamed up. Space Age J. Got my girl, Diva Ebony B, live. We right here. We here for y'all right now. We here for
the
ladies tonight.
Live in the building.
We in
the
building.
Oh, yeah, it's all about the ladies tonight, man. We live
ladies
in the building. Yes.
Tonight. I love all y'all. You know, y'all are my biggest supporters, my favorite supporters, so I'm doing this for y'all. I want y'all to be educated. I want y'all to get comfy. I want y'all to tune in right now. 347-850-1521. We talking about topics that, ladies, I feel like should be really important to you, you know, even if you don't particularly suffer from these things. I feel like this is something you need to know about because it's going to affect people around you. It's going to affect people you may not know, but you don't understand why they, you know, affected that way they're affected. And, you know, I think we need to just get into it right quick, you know what I mean? You know, first topic we want to talk about is polycystic ovarian syndrome, abbreviated as PCOS. PCOS, I'm looking at off of Wikipedia right now. If you want to go to wikipedia.com and search PCOS, it'll pop up. It says here, PCOS is one of the most common female endocrine disorders. PCOS is a complex, heterogeneous disorder of uncertain etiology, but there is strong evidence that it can be, to a large degree, a genetic disease, which means that it's something you can be born with in your DNA, not necessarily something that you just, you know, contract from somebody. PCOS is it affects approximately 5% to 10% of women between ages of 20 and 45, and is also one of the leading, if not the leading cause in female subfertility. So what that means is it'll affect you getting pregnant, meaning you won't be able to make that man your baby daddy or your husband is what we want to go for. You won't be able to do any of that. You feel me? Some of the things that come along with PCOS, the common symptoms and the things that women really don't want to have happen to them, you know, you have irregular menstruation, you know, meaning you don't have a period when you would like to have one, a regular one. You have it once every few months or so. That's, you know, for example. Obesity that you can't really control, often can cause high cholesterol in your body. Basically, it can cause hormones, androgenic hormone dysfunctions, which will cause you to develop hair in different unwanted parts of your body. Some people wonder why that woman at the bus stop got the hair on her chin. That could be one of the reasons why. You know what I mean? Acne, bad acne, real bad acne. You know what I mean, from it. And a bunch of other things that come along with this. The reason why we're talking about PCOS tonight is because a lot of women, believe it or not, do not know they have it. They don't understand what it is. They're very uneducated, you know what I mean? And it's crazy, you know, the amount of trouble you go through when you have this, you know. And I know a lot of women out there, I know y'all want to have babies, and I know y'all want to, you know, make your man happy. And this is one of those roadblocks, one of those potholes that'll keep you from getting that, you feel me? Diva, where you at, baby?
I'm definitely right here. I'm just getting educated and regulated. Listen to you talk about this PCOS. It's so, so, so important that we get educated about it. It's Space Age J-Day live here on Steppy Game of Saturdays on Diva Spot Radio. And Jay Biggs is helping us step our game up about PCOS. One of the things that I found when I was looking and researching about it is, you know, PCOS is basically happens to women that are not ovulating, or you're ovulating but at a very low level. So you can go to the doctor and get checked out, and all your eggs would be lined up, but they're not active. And this is definitely an emotional struggle and a financial struggle to a certain degree if you're not prepared, because there are procedures that you can go through, specialists that you can see, and let's not mention that a state insurance is not going to cover these tests and to get these exam done and to be able to get, what's the artificial insemination with some women.
Yeah, that's the main thing.
A lot of women
right
want to be pregnant and they're wasting all their money. And, of course, they may not be telling them, hey, you know, you had PCOS, and you after you done went through the going through school, going to work, you found you a good man, you got married, now you want to have the kids, and you can't have any kids, or it's going to be a struggle for you to have children because of PCOS. This is something that all of our queens and kings need to be educated on, and just like Jay Biggs said at the top of the show, PCOS, I want to say
polycystic ovarian syndrome.
Say it again, Jay Biggs.
Yeah, I had to learn how to say it myself. It's poly, like poly, P-O-L-Y, cystic. In other words, it causes cysts on your body. So polycystic ovarian, to deal with your ovaries, syndrome. Polycystic ovarian syndrome.
We definitely want you guys to know the symptoms of the signs and the symptoms. And right now, what I'm posting in the chat room, you can jump in our chat room too, you guys, www.blogtalkradio.com/divaspot. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/divaspot. And I'm putting in there, we are live talking about, and I'm going to put the link in there for Wikipedia so you guys can go ahead and educate and regulate that session, because a lot of relationship has ended and a lot of turmoil has happened behind this. Finding out that you have an issue with getting pregnant is something hard to deal with. And, you know, your man, he want to support you, he want to be there for you, to love you, but it's not easy. But a couple of the symptoms is a menstrual disorder. PCOS mostly produces few menstrual periods or no menstrual periods at all. Infertility, this generally results directly from chronic inovation, lack of ovulation, and it's a couple more things we're going to get into it. But I just really think this is very important, because as I started to read, and everybody know that Diva, my son is 10 years old now, and I want to have a baby later on, after the marriage, and I want to be able to prepare myself. But we want to know what you guys think, and the question that I want to throw out there is space age, J-Day. I want to throw out there, fellas, if your lady had a disorder with her ovaries that caused her to have difficulty getting pregnant or not being able to get pregnant at all, would that be a problem for you? So call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521, and press the 1 button to be heard. We actually got the call lines lighting up right now. Jay Biggs, you want to go to the call line, or you want to
continue? Let's take some calls. We want to talk about this. I hope there's some lovely ladies out there that want to talk about this, but I'll take some fellas too. Let's get it.
Let's go to 862-755. What's going on, Money Mates?
What's up? You live with Space AJ. What's going on?
862-755. Can you hear us? All right.
Lost. Sorry about that, partner.
That's all right. We'll get back to you. Let's go to 202. Genius is here. Genius! Where we at?
202-525.
Hello?
Yeah, can
you hear
me? Hey,
yeah, what's up? Hey,
it's
Tony Lyric. What's going on?
My man, this is my man, Tony Lyric. Everybody, hold up. This is my man, Tony Lyric. He's one of my artists right here under ESR. You know what I mean? He's my R&B singer. We got this hot little song right now called Make You Rain. You know what I mean? We doing things with that right now, but, you know, my fault. My man Tony Lyric is in the building. So what you think, man? We be talking about PCOS, man. We talking about having troubles getting pregnant. What you think about that, my man?
think that's an important issue that that needs to be addressed, you know what I mean? Because it's like you said, a lot of women need to call in because, you know, it's something that, you know, my girl, like, you know, we was trying, we couldn't have it, and like, you know, they told her that she might have PCOS, and then they also said something about, like, it was something wrong with, like, it was, like, some type of something on her, like, the uterus, ovaries, like, a cyst or something. She might get, like,
ovaries
that didn't remove. Yeah, like, it's something on there, and they might have to, like, you know, go in and get it removed through surgery. So, you know, it's something that you don't hear about a lot, but it's something common that a lot of women do deal with, but we just don't know about it because it's not spoken about. And, I mean, I'm glad my man Jay talking about it because it affects a lot of companies, man. A lot.
Yeah, you know, another thing. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Oh, my bad. No, I'm saying my girl, you know, she's depressed. She was just, like, convinced she couldn't have kids. She just wanted to stop. Like, she was just angry all the time. It really affects the woman a lot. You know, it's a serious situation.
Yeah, and another thing, let me touch on it. While I'm glad you brought up, like, the cis part of it. You know what I mean? Let me touch on that for a second. The thing that we don't understand with cis and females, and it's going to sound funny, but it's not meant to be a joke. Females get these cysts, and a lot of times, like Tony was saying, like, you know, you have to get, if it's internal, you have to go and get surgery to have it removed. That's what you're paying out of pocket. Your health insurance isn't going to cover that. If it's external, it's either you get it surgically removed through cutting it off, or you get it drained via a catheter insertion. So with women, I don't know about you, but every woman I've ever dealt with in life, they are very conscious about their appearance, if you know what I mean. So when you're getting these things cut off you and whatnot, and you get this scar left over from this cyst or whatever, or you get this thing catheter stuck in your thigh or whatever from the cyst, you know, or, you know, from draining the cyst, that's things that causes great emotional, you know, emotional bearing on a female. It kind of hurts you, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And that's the last thing we need. Those catheters is no joke, draining them and cleaning them. And, you know, you want to be able to look good for yourself. You want to be able to look good for your husband. And I don't know about y'all. And I'm going to speak from a black woman. I already got an attitude. That's the last thing I need sometimes to make me mad. Shout out to my boobie. That's the last thing. And shout out to all the kings who deal with these emotional outbursts that we have and these attitudes and this pain from, you know, past and things that we done went through now to have to deal with. Oh, man, it kind of makes you feel like half a woman. I'm going to be real. It kind of makes, for me, it would make me feel like half a woman. Like, you know, I got PCOS, and what if a woman finds out at 862-755, I'll see you get ready, you know, in your relationship, you find out and you don't tell your dude yet. You know, like,
That's crazy.
That's why, you know, we were talking about, me and Jay were talking about before, like, how it's funny how people just pop out babies like it's nothing, and they don't realize how blessed they are to be able to do that, because there's a lot of women that can't do that, you know?
For sure. And I mean, I definitely think that having babies is definitely a blessing that we're starting to take for granted as a community and as a society. We're starting to take this ability that God has blessed upon us. We're taking this for granted, people. Like, we need to wisen up, smarten up. It's not nothing to take lightly. You have a baby, it's a blessing from God. The man has given you a life for you to nurture. You know what I mean? We need to smarten up. We need to step our games up, y'all. We need to get better. We need to do better, think better, and learn more so we can be educated. But Tony Lyric, man, I appreciate you calling in, man. Stay on the line. We're gonna have more coming down the line. We wanna get to the next caller though. So we don't have them waiting all day, you know.
That's what's up.
Space Age J Day.
It's Space Age J-Day live right here on Diva Spot Radio. Make sure y'all call us up at 347-850-1521 and press the 1 button to be heard. Let's go to the call lines and get some more love and feedback. 862-755, can you hear us?
Yeah, we hear you. What's up? It's your boy, Junior Outlaw, this Money Mate. I got my tights on, baby.
Nah, what's going on, partner?
What's good with you, Tay Black?
Hey, nah, this is the man, Jay Biggs. Jay Biggs. Tay
Biggs
took a break.
What's good with you, Diggs? You know it ain't no love. Laws is good with you, baby.
Man, we everything. It's everything is everything. We ain't talking about, you know, right now we talking about this PCOS, you know, trying to talk about women. So, you know, the show's dedicated to women and women's health right now. So we talking about polycystic ovarian syndrome and the effects that it has on women.
Yeah.
And the men that are with these women. Don't forget that.
Yes.
I caught a little bit of that, you know, Diva, you know what I mean, collaborating on that. I think that's a very serious issue, you know, for our women out there. And, you know, you're feeling something wrong at all, you know, you need to go get that checked out, man. You know, if you're having them type of symptoms, you know, you probably ran into a couple, to a few. I think I got exposed to a couple, you know, they ain't know the experience of their whole reproductive system, you know, especially the ones, you know, with a little, as your baggage down low, you know, it just look a little off sometimes, you know. You know, when they have the tights, just the tights on, you know, the size of hang and whatnot. You know what I'm saying? You know the difference between a plus size woman and a, you know, so, you know, I think the women, you know, they should just need to exercise a little more and, you know, you feel them symptoms, just go check out. It's something very serious. Word.
Yeah, that is something. That is another common trait that comes out of that is you will have a, I believe the term is labia that we're looking for, the lips.
The labia,
turn into a sack if you with PCOS, that will start to sag a little bit further than you know, the regular woman labia, I should say. So that's definitely something that.
Steven, Tay Diggs, we got Dream Maker Manager on tonight. She's definitely in the house. She want to collab on that, Diva.
Oh, most definitely.
Yes, good evening. How are you? This is Dream Maker Manager. This is Paula Sampson came in, and I'm so glad that you guys are sharing this issue with everyone on your line because it is a serious issue. But from what I know about it, I've had some very close friends that had some real stand-up men. You have to have a man, not a boy, guide you through this journey. Everybody's not understanding that things happen to women a lot and some things are out of our control. When it comes to PCOS, it's a hormonal imbalance. You know, so you may lose your hair. You may start growing, you know, facial hair. I've had friends that had to, you know, have electrolysis for the facial hair. There's enlarged clitoris sometimes. It's a little abnormal. And there's some things that, you know, a regular boy is not going to understand. But if you have an educated man on your side, someone who understands the woman's body and the natural hormonal balance, because even when your woman becomes at upper age, she's going to have some of these same problems. Although they have some of the same features, the PCOS is going to give it just a little bit different features. But I'm so glad that you guys are.
Amen.
Sorry.
Amen. That's what I'm talking about.
You have to be informed. You have to continue to read up on it. And don't rule out, I'm just saying this for the listeners, don't rule out holistic medicine. I know a lot of times they want to go into us and give us unnecessary hysterectomies. They do a lot. But one of the books I want you guys to all put on your line is the Henrietta Lacks story. Once you start reading Henrietta Lacks, you'll understand some of the things that not just African-American women but minority women face with healthcare. So if you understand that and you start with the Henrietta Lacks story, that'll give you a little bit more depth into this issue. But I just thank you so much for bringing up.
I'm sorry, I don't want to cut you off. Can you spell that for me? Henrietta?
Henrietta, H-E-N-R-I-E-T-T-A, L-A-C-K-S. And it's a real prolific story. It was on the Oprah Winfrey Book Club in 2008, and the book sales have really shot out the window. But a lot of African-American women, I do a lot of speaking and presentations and awareness. And when I give them this book, people come back to me. They tell me, wow, thank you so much, Dreammaker. I wish I had picked up this book when I was a teenager. So once you get that review, I heard even some people reading it for the first time. They're in the bedroom, and bedroom talk is surrounded around this book. So if you can just pick that up. Dreammaker doesn't talk much. You know, Money Maker is the artist. I'm just the background. But I thank y'all so much for bringing up this issue.
That's okay. Dreammaker could be in the forefront on my show because Dreammaker is dropping the knowledge, and I need that in my life. Henrietta Lacks, story. We all need to check that out. You know what I mean? As far as educating ourselves, and that's what we're here for. I'm trying to educate the masses. You feel me?
All right, great, great. But y'all continue doing what you're doing. Step your game up Saturdays. That's Diva Mary Kay, and in there with J.D.
Jay Big, sweetheart. Bay Jay.
From Jersey all the way out to Seattle, we bless you.
Oh, man.
All right, thanks for calling, babe. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you know, we definitely in the building. Hey, what for all our fans, family, Dreammaker Management. Yeah, Diva, you know, we definitely bring that Jersey way, man. You know, we got to support the whole thing, world.
We got to support one another and educate one another. If we say we love each other, we educate one another, and that's what it's all about. We got another caller on the line. Space Age J, Diva Ebony B is the co-host tonight on Step Your Game Up Saturdays. J Biggs is the host tonight. Make sure you follow him on Twitter, www.twitter.com/@SpaceAJ. And beam up.
Beam up with your boy.
Let's go ahead and open up the call line before we take a little music break. 202-904, genius.
Salute, salute, salute. My man, Genius, is in the building. Shout out to my man, my boss, my big brother, Genius Music. We talking about PCOS. We talking about PCOS.
I listened in, and I caught some of the information on it, and I'm glad that y'all are educating your people. You know me, I support anything that's positive and is uplifting and educating the people, and I think that, you know, at the end of the day, all we have is our health, so we got to educate ourselves on preserving that, because without our health, we don't have ourselves. So, you know, I'm calling in to support, of course, the Queen, and of course, support you. You know, keep spreading the word. I ain't going to talk too much. I'm trying to listen and absorb and learn, and I can't do that if I'm talking. So, you know, like I said, support both of y'all. You know, keep educating the people, and you learn something new every day.
That's what's
up. I appreciate you calling in, my dude. Space Age J Radio, man. We trying to educate the masses. We trying to step everybody's game up. Beam up with your boy. Call in. 347-850-1521. We're talking about PCOS right now. We're going to get into some music because I do music and I love music just like I love the women.
That's definitely what's up. You guys make sure you stay locked in. In another 5 minutes, we're going to lock the call line, so don't hang up because that's where we're going to be at. We're going to get into this crazy mix right here. We're going to come back with more information on PCOS. We got even more hot topics tonight. Even wanted to talk about this whole marriage situation. Are we managing our relationships? Are we comfortable with just managing rather than getting married? I want to know. Y'all already know. Space Ace J Day. Turn up.
Yo, that's your boy Black from Keeping You on Radio. You're now tuning to my girl Ebony B. Ebony B.
Ebony B.
On Diva Spot. Call in live now at 347-850-1521. And don't forget to check her out online at www.divaspotradio.com.
Baby, you got me sprung, swinging off your love, yo. You got me whipped and screwed, wrapped around your finger. And I heard about men like you, never thought you'd be so. I said, never thought you'd be so. And I can see that you're enjoying it. Baby, you got me sprung, swinging off your love, yo. You got me whipped and screwed, wrapped around your finger. And I heard about men like you, never thought you'd be so. I said, never thought you'd be so. And I was bound to bring my girl to this. trying to stop the fool. You know you'd be so fortunate. I know you're enjoying it.
I beat the track up like I got four arms. You do it no harm. You looking at a tragedy magnet. Let me serve you a tall glass of battery acid. The power plays for him, but I'm actually magic. Stop imagining captives, cause that could actually happen. Men of Memphis, word to Joel Santana. I was never born, nigga. I was getting bitten, thought of in a different dimension. You niggas gassed up, that's why you got the heart of an engine. These niggas minions, who you trying to make believe that you real, nigga? Please tend to I ain't playing with ya. This ain't Nintendo. Fuck everybody, I'm speaking like a nympho. I stand on my 10 toes, fresher than Mentos. There's a rap game tonight, I hit the booth in my gym. I stay strapped with that futuristic handgun. Magazines loaded, hammer cocked, and drum roll choppers, let my niggas play the anthem. Kidnap goons and goblins hold ransom. We are not the same, motherfucker, I'm an alien. I take straight shots of uranium, rainy. We are not the same, motherfucker, I'm irregular. How you competition with you niggas better? His first three again, nigga, why she catching charge the way I'm assaulting this record? I got assault in my record, for assaulting the record. For the record, you can tell that I'm a re-offend, nigga. R-E-R-E-D, but there is a G in him, nigga. Clark Kent is a Superman, but I am three of nigga. Never be defeated, that's a G in him, nigga. I don't care if it was me versus three of nigga. I might be manufactured, but I'm authenticated. I think it's time for hip hop to renovate it. Breaking news, planet vagina's been invaded. I told my mirror image I couldn't be imaged. As a mess gang, nigga, we bang without flags. These other niggas wouldn't click, got a mouse. Best thing smoking with that purple in my chest. With the winning team around me, circle of success. I stay strapped with that future handgun. Magazines loaded, hammer cocked, and drum roll choppers, let my niggas play the anthem. Kidnap goons and goblins hold ransom. We are not the same, motherfucker. Alien. I take straight shots of uranium. Rainy. We are not the same, motherfucker. I'm irregular. How you competition with you niggas better?
Welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B, and you are now tuned in live to Step Your Game Up. Saturdays is Space Age J-Day live in the building. He is stepping our game up, educating us. It's such a blessing to be Space Age J. I mean, J-Biggs, is you just stepped
whatever
our game up.
Whatever you want to call me. Whatever you want to call me. I'm going to answer to everything.
Stepping the game up, and we definitely going to get into the next segment. I'm taking the lead right now, but I did want to read some of the comments, and let me open up everybody's line, too, because I definitely want to get your feedback.
Yeah.
Tony,
let's see what everybody want to say about that.
Yeah. Let's open up here. Now your line is open. You guys just be cautious that we live on air so, you know, we can get your background in order. But I wanted to read some of the comments when I YouTubed it, and one of them said, I'm 24 years old, I had PCOS, I was DX, which is most likely diagnosed on April 2007, I'm so tired of my facial hair. Is there anyone out there who has PCOS and facial hair growing problems that can help me and tell me what did you do to control and get rid of your hair? And as for the ladies who are trying to conceive, don't give up. I had my son in 2008 with the help of metformin and Clomid. So
Clomid
I'm thinking
is
that
the, I'm sorry. Clomid is just for a little background. Clomid is what typically is prescribed to help kind of undo the whole ovary releasing thing to make it more of a regularity, trying to cause a regularity in the ovary releasing, which is supposed to aid in, it's more of a natural method of undoing the not being able to have a normal cycle every month. So instead of, like you mentioned before, the artificial insemination, Clomid is the more natural route, I guess you could call it that, is the more natural way to go. It's just a little pill. It is covered under your health insurance. If you have health insurance, it is covered, the Clomid. However, treatments are mostly not covered, just for a little background on that.
So treatments are not covered under, I'm going to say state insurance, government insurance.
State, yeah, exactly.
Okay, so the treatments are not covered under government insurance, but the medicine or the natural medicine, Clomid, is covered up under it.
Yes, exactly. And
now,
I think that's the most important thing that you have to realize about that is a lot of you have to pretty much, you have to do a lot of research, because a lot of the symptoms are varying, they're different, and there are some symptoms that can mirror symptoms of other diseases. So you have to kind of do a lot of research, do a lot of reading, and really it's really irritating. It's a really frustrating thing for a lot of women. I know, per firsthand, I know, because I dealt with it with my queen. You know what I mean? So I know what it is. It's real frustrating.
I can definitely dig that. Let's go ahead and open up the line for Chi-Town. Denia Designs for you, live in the building. Queen, what's going on?
What's going on? Just had to call it in support. Much love to Jay Diggs and Miss Eva Ebony Bean. I heard Mr. DJ Genius on the line, so much love to everybody tonight.
Nah, I love you,
well.
Baby.
Love you too, sir.
Yeah. Rocking with that Space Age Day Day. What you think about the PCOS? Do you know anybody that has it? How do you feel about that?
I don't know anyone that has it. I know I've read a little bit about it. It's interesting. I think what's even more interesting is that there's all of a sudden there are so many diseases that are out there, and it really makes you think, like, what are we eating? What are we consuming that is creating all of these new diseases that are coming about? Or is it just that they were out there and nobody ever said anything?
I believe that PCOS is a disease that it was always out there. Just from my personal understanding, when I did the research and I actually had went through this with my queen, I believe that it was always there. But it's something that we misdiagnosed it as something else, or we took it for granted, so to speak. See, I think, and my theory is that there are a lot of diseases in the world that they're there, you know what I mean? But it's always a headache, so you'll be okay, take some aspirin. No, that headache really leads to something else, you know what I mean? So it's kind of crazy. I'm reading it here offline. Once again, I'm on Wikipedia. And it says here that in 1990, they had, what is the NIH, had came up with guidelines for what this PCOS consists of. So it's as early as 1990, they had ideas that that PCOS existed, and they had guidelines. Then they revised it in 2003 to include other, there's other guidelines, there's other symptoms that are included in it. So it's something that I feel like has always been there, but they're just, as they're doing more medical research and more medical research, they're finding more things about it, and they have to include more things in what goes with it and what the symptoms are, what the conditions are that you go through.
Right.
Yeah. But I'm glad you called, baby. I appreciate that. That was beautiful. I'm getting women calling, and I love it.
It's very important that we learn about our bodies and not just take it for granted. We see women out there just having kids and shouldn't be having no kids, but you should be blessed. That's a gift. That's a gift from God, and if, you know, you haven't had, because I was looking at it like this, for me personally, it's kind of like a 60-40 thing for me. I feel like, you know, God bless me with a child when it's time for me to have a baby. But 40% of me is saying, you know what, this is a disorder. It has happened to other women. And it's starting to all come together. The pieces are coming together like, oh, I remember that girl. And I used to be like, yo, why you got a mustache? Like, you won't shave your mustache or your chin hair. Like, you know, I was very naive about this disorder. I don't know if she has a disorder. It's a lot of things going on with the human body. Nobody has and will ever be able to figure it out because it's so complex. But it's starting to make sense now. One of the reasons why Jay Biggs wanted to put this out there is to educate us so we won't be having so many issues. It's, you know, the devil was working to put, you know, to pitch us against one another. It's been going on from time to time to time. So, you know, ladies, we need to be address our issues and keep your confidence up. Don't let something like this bring you down where you feel like, you know, you're not a full woman or you a half a woman and insecurities going on. And as my honey bunny would say, getting up in my head. Don't let this get up in your head. Just keep your faith and keep striving because your man loves you. If he didn't love you, he wouldn't be there with you going through this. And big shout out to Dreammakers because she said it. You need a real man.
You need a real man. Mm-hmm. Ain't no boys going to be dealing with no PCOS. Man, that thing is a pocket. Let me tell you, that's a pocket buster. PCOS will drain your pockets. It will drain your bank account. If you's a boy and you worried about them Jordans that's coming out, you ain't going to be dealing with no woman with no PCOS. You ain't no man. So, yeah, it's a real man dealing with this. You feel me? It's a real man disease. Mm-hmm. Which, I love to talk about this, you know, but we gotta a short show here, so we gonna have to get to the next topic, which also affects women, unfortunately, marriage. I'm talking about marriage real between a man and a woman. Why men? I wanna talk to the men for a second, if I can be real. Why are we not marrying our women? What's wrong with us? What's going on? We're not marrying our women. We're not making queens and princesses. We're making baby mamas and hoes and whores and sluts and prostitutes, if I can say that on air. I'm sorry. But, why are we not doing that? Why are we taking these beautiful black women for granted? Why are we doing this, man? What's going on? You know what I mean? Is it a man thing where we got to feed our egos and, you know, what is it? Like, we need two women in our bed, like we need two cars in our garage. Like, what's going on? I want to know. What's up, you know? What are we? Are we scared of marriage in 2012? What's going on, man? Call me up, 347-850-1521. I want to hear from men who are unmarried why they haven't got married yet. Is it just because you ain't met the one? Like, what's going on? Talk to your boy.
What I'm hearing a lot is it's not the right time. It's going to be the right time. You know, it's not the right time. I just think, I believe 70% of it, or I would bring it down a little bit, 60% of it is the financial stability.
Clear, pineapple.
I just feel like, you know, I'm a fairly young dude. I'm 28 years old. I got married when I was 25. I don't want to hear that. You know what I mean? I don't want to hear about the time and whatnot. And to me, it's an excuse. When it gets there, it's there. And you know it's real, it's real. You want to have babies with this woman, but you won't put a ring on her.
This
I think that's putting
Nas.
The car before the horse.
Yeah, big shout out to Nas. He was like, you know, his camp and people was telling him, yo, don't marry Khalees, don't marry her, whatever the case may be. And his response was, you know, I know dudes that have been with their baby mother for years.
Mm-hmm.
Years. I just wanted to make her an honest woman. And you know, a lot of people saying, you know what, I can manage this relationship. I'm happy with just managing relationship, but I'm not looking to get married. It's every excuse. You got more excuses than a man going to jail. And some women, what's the script? Some women ain't ready to get married right now either, but I don't see the point of us having kids and we playing house, we in the house, we playing house, but, you know, we not making this commitment. It's either you going to be partner with the company and you going to be a part-time worker.
Right. But I think the biggest issue is nowadays is that people don't respect marriage. It's become a joke. It's become just something that you do. Like, I've heard people talk about their first husband. Like, I'm working on my first husband. I'm working on my first wife. Back in a few weeks, and then there's swingers and all other stuff. So in order for people to start getting married again, they have to respect marriage. And getting married for, you know, a couple months and, you know, maybe a year or whatever, that's a huge commitment. But people are doing that, are seeing that, and they're just like, well, and then there's this whole thing of, oh, well, all guys cheat. And so, like, it's a huge issue. It's a huge BS mentality that people have nowadays. And so they're not getting married, which is insane.
Man,
I can't say that. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, go ahead. Okay, fellas, I'm here to let you know right now, brother. I'm speaking from personal experience, brothers. You will be fruitful and multiply in marriage. It's in the Bible, fellas. It's in the Bible. You're going to be fruitful and multiply in your marriage. You can do whatever you're doing right now, being single. It's short-lived. It's going to go away. It's going to die. Marriage will not die.